Right, this is an introduction to the AMC. For those of you that have been down at the AMC, a lot of this stuff you will already know. Some of it you won't. And we'll start directly. First of all, the class information. This is a syllabus for a class provided by EV University for the AMC event. The aim of the class is to introduce you to the Amar Mining Camp and explain how it came into being, the way it functions, and the class is aimed at general and new uni players. The class will run for approximately 1 hour, and it is requested that attendees be docked up safely during the class. I do not want to be responsible for you losing your nice shiny ships out there. Requirements for the class, to be on Mumble and to be in the class e-uni in-game chat channel. Now, there's going to be occasions during the class where I will go quiet. It's probably where I am scrolling my screen up so I can read the next bit that I've got down on my notes. Right, additional information. It's primarily a lecture delivered for the class, delivered in Class E Uni channel and on Mumble. It's going to be followed by a question and answer round table. Contents of the class. It's going to be a history of the AMC, the purpose of the camp, choice of the location that we operate in, the first few months of the camp, the corporate hangars, setup of separate corporate wallet, services that are offered by the camp, and a look into the future, stroke, the future is here. And as I said, followed by a question and answer or round table at the end of the class. And at this point, I would like to introduce Rose Channelin and Tyrus Solarin. If you could just give a quick shout-out, gentlemen. These two people are fellow coordinators of the camp and help me with the general running and the hangar management.
Good evening.
And also good evening.
And these two people can also be contacted on other matters of the AMC if you need to contact any of us. Rose, can you drop the link for the Forum EV University, the Amar Mining Camp event? And also with the link for the AMC Uni Wiki. Right, welcome to the class on the AMC. My name is Regis Starseed. I'm one of the creators of the Uni event that is known as the Amar Mining Camp, along with fellow creators who were Ubermenschen Victus and Saranti O'Leary. Both of these two people have moved on to do other things. And although Saranti is still connected with the camp, he is no longer a member of the AMC. During the class, please can you ensure you're docked up and that you're in Class E Uni chat channel. And during the introduction, I request that your Mumble comms be kept clear and set for push to talk only. Please do not interrupt the lecture for questions, for I will allow time for questions at the end with a question and answer session. The class is designed as an introduction to the Amar Mining Camp and it will last for 60 minutes. Now, the history of the AMC. The Amar Mining Camp was started for a few reasons, the main one being we wanted to mine pyroxenes, as this was the most valuable high-sec ore at the time and was not available in Minmatar space or up around where the old RAT station is. Added to this, the Uni had just been declared war with by the Blue Federation and Red Republic, and we were locked in station for a week. With the taste of freedom came a mining trip to the Aldrat backwards, and as usual, we gave hardback a really good pounding, as is normal. But we were looking for something more productive and decided to stage the next operation out in Tollis. This was plan A. Knowing that there was a large concentration of belts with plus 5 and plus 10 ore in them, as well as being in a fairly quiet area. However, when I went out to scout the system, I found it in the middle of a full-blown incursion, which rendered the systems around Tollis too dangerous to take a mining fleet in. Plan B then became Plan A, and we moved over to Amatar space on the 3rd of March, and the AMC was born. The purpose of the camp. The original idea of the AMC was to find a safe place for a bunch of low-skilled uni miners to make some ISK, working a worthwhile ore. The Amar and Amatar systems provide a ready supply of pyroxenes, feldspar and scordite. The pyro, as mentioned, seems to be more valuable than all the other high-sec ores, or it was at the time. After 2 weeks of mining in Amatar space, we changed our long-term goal to be one of teaching the new uni miners to mine efficiently and to empower them with the confidence to run fleets of their own, as well as to help them line their pockets with the precious ISK. The choice of the system was important, as we needed to be as far away from a few things like low sec space, ice belts, and busy through systems, but we also needed to be within a few jumps of a trade hub. Next on the list was to have a large selection of ore belts with one or two jumps to get to them, and for them to contain +5 and +10 ores. The constellation we chose is blessed with all of these attributes and a 50% station for the ore refining. There are a total of 59 belts within one jump of the camp. The first month. During the first month, we set up home and started mining the belts around the local systems, running regular operations with up to 37 characters in a fleet. Our miners earned a combined total of 10.8 billion ISK. At the time, Narkal Nito supported the AMC by providing us a customer to sell the ore to. He refined and hauled it away for his own purposes. Without Narkal's patronage, we would have had a hard time paying the miners in a timely manner, since we didn't have perfect refined skills, nor a freighter to haul the ore or the minerals on a daily basis. During the first month, we also run a few competitions. At the time, these were the fleet lottery. The lottery was run after every fleet. Essentially, a random person from a mining fleet would win a T2 module of their choice from a list of 8 items. A cruiser and hauler competition. This competition rewarded 3 cruiser pilots and 1 hauler for participating in the most hours during the 12th to the 19th of March period. And Rose, can you throw the link for that one in, please? A participation contest. This competition rewarded 3 miners for participating the most hours in an AMC fleet. Did you get that link, Rose?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Participation contest. This competition rewarded 3 miners for participating the most hours in an AMC fleet. This was from the 3rd of March to the 3rd of April. And if you could link that one as well, please. And a fleet commander contest. The fleet commander competition rewarded the top 3 fleet commanders that earned the most ISK per hour. Now, we're hoping to run more of these events in future, so please keep your eyes peeled for that. Corporate hangars. During the initial 2 weeks of running the camp, we realized that having access to a corporation hangar would benefit our miners by allowing them to easily access the T1 modules and the mining ships up to retrievers. This has since been changed because of the change in price of the retrievers, and I'll explain this one later. We have been very lucky and grateful to the uni and to Asmodeus Valar for setting up the office for us to use. The corporate wallet. Following a suggestion from a uni director, and with a goal of reducing the strain on the uni resources, we set up an alt holding core for the camp. This controls the camp wallet and allows us to keep the monies from the camp separate from our personal wallets and enables us to be transparent in our running of the camp. The services offered. Training, fitting guidance, and fleet participation from frigates up to Hulk Orca combinations. Not to mention any hauler pilot who wants to participate. We accept players of all skill levels, as any union mining fleet does. On a training note, if you are a noob, a newbie, or new, we have all been there, and surprises, it is you we wish to encourage to come down. You are welcome. Your noobship, be it your frigate, which has since been modified, and hopefully we'll get the new frigates in towards the end of the year, or your cruiser, and we'll help you get it, the maximum risk out of it, and help you to get in some of the more profitable fleets. This in turn will allow you to progress onto better ships and eventually to the point where it will be you helping the new miners and leading the operations. There's no commitment other than a wish to learn and to make ESC. And when you decide it's time to move on to other things, you can do so with our best wishes. Loan or gift or purchase of ships through the AMC. Now, before we go any further, some of you might think that the AMC is a separate corporation. The answer to this is no, it is not. The AMC is a camp. It's run by and for uni members and complements the services already run by the university. The university runs a loaner fleet of mining and hauling vessels up at the headquarters. For information on this, contact Asmodeus Valar. Now, this has since changed. For information on the mining loaner fleets, you need to contact myself or one of my coordinators, as we are now running loaner fleet vessels down at the AMC and at our other stations. As I was saying, we complement the service at the AMC. We also provide T1 modules, except for rigs due to the expense of these, for the uni mining community at this location. The mining fleets. Whilst with the AMC, you may solo mine, or you may mine with a fleet. We offer both the BYOC, that's bring your own can, and the shared can options, and these can be either player boosted or orca boosted. There's two links there, Rose, if you can pop them in for me. Now, the orca, as some of you will know, is the king of the high sec boosting, and properly fitted, it can provide amazing boosts to the entire fleet. This ship can be used in two ways. It can be either used with jet can mining, and the ship tractors the cans of ore towards itself and then into the ore bays, or it can be used as a giant jet can in itself, and the mining ships stay within 2,500 kilometers of the orca and can drop it directly into the onboard hangars. Use this technique when can flippers start harassing the fleet. However, it is not a good idea to stop in belt when there's people deliberately trying to upset you. Frequency of operations. Fleets within the AMC normally run almost on a 24/7 basis, providing there is no war declaration and war targets within the area. And all players are welcome to fleet up and run their own. The fleets can be anything from 2 to 3 ships, up to insane numbers of miners, haulers, and boosters. Mining spreadsheets. We use a mining spreadsheet that was designed by Scrapyard Bob, and my thanks to him for allowing us to use it. And this is used to track the number of participants in the fleet and the amount mined by the fleet, and the number of man hours each miner has put into the op. This allows for a fair full share payment for the time worked. What I mean by fair full share is that with our fleets, everybody gets an equal share regardless what ship they fly and what level their skills are set at. As it's a training fleet, if you turn up in a frigate, you will get exactly as the guy that turns up in a hulk or a retriever. We offer a mineral buyback program. Now, since Narkle was the only one able to buy the ore and minerals from the AMC for the first month, we decided to set up our own refining and freighting service for the AMC miners. We buy the ore or minerals at a slightly reduced price, so the fleet commanders can pay the miners very quickly and not have to worry about refining, hauling, or selling at the market. The details of the buyback program can be found on the Amar wiki page, and there is another spreadsheet produced by Rose Channeling that tracks the market price of the minerals and automatically adjusts the buyback price for the AMC HQ on the AMC Aldrat station. Refining. We also hold a list of refiners on the camp spreadsheet. And it also, hang on, I've lost my track a minute. We also hold a list of refiners. Should the miners or fleet commanders just wish a refining service? Now, to find us, you're welcome to join the Yamar Mining Camp chat channel and ask for someone to convo you to pass the location of the camp. All current and past Ivy League members in good standing are welcome to join, as well as their alts. A look to the future. Since the conception of the mining camp, we've watched interest in it grow and take off. In the future, it would be nice to see the camp consolidated and strengthened as a place where uni miners could come to perfect their mining and mining fleet skills as part of the uni, and then move on to other things within the uni or to move on to other corporations if they so choose. We already have people running missions down here, and the AMC has become a growing community with a shared sense of belonging to the university. Now, at this point, I've got a couple of changes to my original introduction. And I've named it The Future Is Here, because we now have offices and facilities in Aldrat and down in Solitude. The Aldrat station contains the same set of cans that we have in... Excuse me, I need to take a drink. As I was saying, the Aldrat station has the same set of cans as you will find down in the AMC home station, whereby you can deposit items that you no longer require, and once I restock them, you will also be able to pull out items that you require to set up your ships. We have the same facility down in Solitude, and we are trying to raise awareness of Keldum's Solitude project by setting up and using our mining and industrial skills to assist in the creating of a hub in the region. Whilst in Aldrat, I have placed a third set of containers to allow us to get out of that system should the need arise to run operations those based in the system. And at the moment, the Solitude system hangars are fully stocked. I'm also looking into setting up an event or two with a Solitude-based alt corporation, with a view to assisting them on their mining exploits and with them buying the minerals off us for their own needs. This will save us having to transport the stuff off that high sec island back across low sec and into Empire space. Since the advent of Inferno, there have been a few changes that affect us directly. The first of these, as most of you will know, is the war deck system. We are no longer protected by what was called the deck shield. And as you know, this has led to the AMC being closed for short periods of time. At this point, I'll reiterate that if you fly an industrial now and lose it to a war target, you will lose your titles and possibly get a spiky toe from one of the managers or a short period of ban. However, the choice to fly or not to fly is yours. And on that note, the AMC will not sanction acts of foolishness resulting in the loss of industrial ships. So if you get a war target warning, please dock up and make sure while you're out you use your D-scan and your local window for information at all times. I would also advise you logging into the information channel, which is called liveintel.iln. You can find information for that one on the university UniWiki and on the forums. And I suggest you log in there. It will give you an idea of who is about and where they are. Next item. Again, with the advent of Inferno, we now have new or altered ships. There have been a number of changes to the mining vessels that we use since the Inferno patch. These include the loss of the mining frigates There was a time when we had mining frigates that give us bonuses to mine. These have now been changed by CCP in their wisdom, and they have now become attack frigates. And they redesignated them and rebalanced them for that role. We are supposed to be getting, hopefully towards this Christmas, a new mining frigate. And we're looking forward to purchasing and testing a few of them. If you wish to talk about the mining badges and exhumers, we can do this later in the chat section of this class, after the introduction. Rose, can you post the link to that spreadsheet that's underneath the bit that I've just been speaking about? The link you're about to get will take you to a small spreadsheet which will show you the differences between the mining barges and mining exhumers as they stand at the moment. The next topic is the new staff. The AMC has had the pleasure of recruiting the services of Cartilage Deninard as an AMC Bruce Industries hangar and wallet coordinator. Hang on a second. Rose, you having problems posting that one?
It's posted.
Thank you very much. As I was saying, the AMC has had the pleasure of recruiting the services of Cartilage Deninard as an AMC Bruce Industries hangar and wallet coordinator, and also the services of Rose Channeling, Pale Peril, Tyra Solarin, and Supernova Ranger as hangar and camp coordinators. We are all available for refine and other help, including help or assistance in getting you down to the Solitude camp if you have an interest in joining us down there. Now, I've got a quick testimonial that I'd like to read you from one of our former miners. And just a piece that I've clipped out, and it's quote, "And what's more, saw that there was an active community of folks who were doing the things that I loved best about MMOs. Resource gathering, some general industry stuff, and being very social with one another. It was attractive. You welcomed me in some random ship with a horrible fit and paid a full share. That said volumes about character, integrity, and just plain niceness." To that testimonial, I'd like to add one of my own. Everybody so far that has come down to the AMC and become part of our family has helped the place to grow in both strength and character. And to everybody that has come down and joined us, I personally give you my thanks for making the AMC what it is now. Now, gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to open the class to questions. I'd appreciate any feedback from people on how to improve the class. I'll throw it open to questions now, and we'll have a general round table. Any ideas whatsoever that you've got, I'd be more than interested to hear them, regardless of whether it's Aldrat, the AMC HQ, which, by the way, we don't mention by name because that's part of how we keep it safe. Or the Solitude camp. So, the floor is now open.
I got a question. I missed part of it. I'm an alumni. I'm no longer with the uni. Can I still bring my retriever?
As an alumni, you are more than welcome to join us.
Okay.
And one thing I've got to add at the moment, though, gentlemen, and it's quite important, is, as you know, we are at war with two separate corporations at the moment. One of those corporations has actively in the past sought out and destroyed industrial and mining vessels. These characters do operate around our AMC station area. I would suggest if you're going out, please, please, please check your local, your D-scan, and don't fly anything that you cannot afford to lose. And at the end of the day, whatever you do, fly safe. And the floor's again open.
Vijay, we have a question from Selye Narai. Are out-of-corp mining alts allowed in the AMC?
As long as you can prove to us when you join the fleet that you have a uni member as a character, then your out of corp alt is more than welcome. And in fact, in times of war, out of corp alts are normally better than using your uni characters, simply because out of corp alts are not war targets.
We got another question from Alexei Erkinen. You mentioned that there was some help offered to get stuff over to Sal. Can you please describe that?
Right. First of all, it depends on the stuff that you want moved down to Sol. We have got a couple of sneaky-beaky transport ships. But mainly what we're thinking along the lines of is if people form up into small groups, take only a shuttle, and we will find you a clear path with the help of the low-sec camp to get into Sol. Once you're in Sol, we can loan you or sell you the retriever and the units that you need for that ship so that you can mine with us down in Solitude.
Okay, a follow-up question on the alts. How would you prove that it is your alt?
Simply by signing into the chat or fleet window and introducing the character in that window.
Okay, another question from Aranto Dezo. Even if I don't plan on working on mining at the moment, can I still join in to earn the ISK?
As long as you can find something that can shoot rocks or carry ore in its hold, then yes, you certainly can.
By the way, everybody, just make sure that you've got lots of questions to take you to at least 0300, so that way this will count as a class for you.
I got an Ilderon 5, which holds 41,000. Would that be useful?
How much did you say it holds?
41,000.
And what's the ship?
Ilderon 5.
It's an industrial.
That would be extremely useful. It's one of the best built station haulers you can get.
Okay.
Okay, we have another question. Would there be a future in miner protection?
It depends what you mean by miner protection. The best protection a mining fleet has got is not to be where the enemy are. If they come into system, you already need to be out of system and docked sitting it out. The safest way to protect your vessels, and bear in mind that the things like the Procurer, the Retriever, the Hulk, have all changed in price. Your Retriever is now worth a lot more to you than it used to be. And if you get blown up in one of them Retrievers, then you will end up with one of the management breathing down your neck.
Okay, another question. Any massive mining operations planned in the near future?
In the AMC home system, not at the moment, because of the war deck, and there is also an incursion going on there. The last place you want to be with any mining vessel is in an incursion belt.
A note on that feature, the incursion has already ended.
Whoopee, that's good news.
Okay, so another question, who do I talk to again about the Solitude camp?
You talk to myself, Rose, Tyrus. At the moment, our main characters are all down in that area setting the camp up. Like I said, you talk to one of us, we can make some sort of an arrangement to sneak you in the back door, so to speak.
Most of us have contact with members of the LSC, so we don't have any problems getting people through.
Another question. Does a boosting orca get a full share, or does it depend on fleet size?
Regardless what ship you are flying, and regardless what your role in the fleet is, whether you are boosting, mining, or hauling, you will have one single share for that ship. And that share will be exactly the same as everybody else's share. The only time that changes is when a rich booster or miner decides to donate his ISK to the fleet, and this does happen on a reasonable regular basis. I see often the fleets do not have notes or type. I hate to interrupt a fleet commander just to find out if it would work. A fleet commander with the AMC is always willing to take a call from you to find out whether you are close enough to come and mine with them. Interrupting them is not a problem. The more miners you can get in the fleet, the more profitable the fleet is, so you are always welcome.
Okay, another question. Are there any plans to do mining camps in other faction sovereignties?
Non-player character factions, yes, that's what we're doing down in Sol. As far as LoSec or NullSec, there's no plans for anything along that line. I'm going to throw the floor open to Anarcho Cap at the moment. He wants to make a comment on gas mining, so I'll give the floor to Anarcho.
Okay, one of the things about gas mining is, one, you have to use these things, which cannot be fitted on Reddys, Mackinaws, etc. You have to put it on a standard vessel with turret slots. You can only fit one of those per skill, which is linked in the prereqs for that. You do one unit per 30, or if you have the T2, one unit per 20. I just did it in a high sec pocket. It's about, it was about 800,000 per hour per laser, which is not that great. And as it's a LADAR sight only, people will be scanning you down. I almost got ganked in a pocket just because I was there. So it's not, it's probably riskier than even ice mining. NullSec is probably better though, only because you get actual booster use out there. High sec ones will be used in the synth boosters, which really aren't preferred.
And thank you, Anarcho. Right, jumping back to these questions. Kamage or Inja, I have noticed ore in missions that I have. Would it be a good idea to the AMC mine in East Dead Space for better protection? We do clearing out of mission sites when they show up and when we think they're going to be profitable. We also track down sites ourselves. We've got quite a few good scanner operators, and they'll go out and pick up a few sites, and we'll go in and mine them. Stuff you get in mining missions, though, however, is usually pretty worthless, and it's only of use in that particular mining mission.
Following up on that one, most of the times the roids in such times of missions are all also very scattered, so if you have to come there, we have to fly too far, and with a barge something, it's very, very slow. So most of the time, we can make more money in a belt than actually in a mission like that.
Thank you, Rose. And we're moving on to Wolf Shaleen. Any thoughts on expanding AMC to PI operations? At the moment, PI seems to be one of those things that people do themselves and set up themselves for a little bit of extra on the side. We haven't got any plans in expanding into it ourselves as a camp at the moment.
Kruon is asking what PI is.
Planetary interaction. It's where you get to make stuff on the surface of the planet. You use the planetary interaction skill, and you've got to buy a command module to put on the planet, and you build up what a lot of people call their train set on said planet, and they make produce off the planet itself. There is a very good tutorial by Seamus Donohue, I think it is, on the wiki, and if you can track that down and have a look at it, it'll give you a good idea into what PI is all about. I agree. All hail Seamus. Keep the questions coming in, gentlemen. Anything you can think of, we're more than willing to discuss.
Have you talked much about the the differences in the new mining barges and exhumers and what the benefits and drawbacks are of each?
Not at the moment. I'll just answer this one quick question. Yunsi de Sina, I want to create an outer coral just for mining. What's the best race based on ships or starter location? To be honest with you, with the new ships or with the mining vessels that we were using being taken for military actions, any race goes, because there is no best mining vessel that you can get into other than the actual barges, and they only take, from what Rose was working out, about 7 days to get into. And we'll go on to a quick rundown of the new mining vessels at this point. Prior to the new patch, we had the Procurer, the Retriever, the Hulk. These were the low-level ships. The Procurer you got into first. You were in it approximately a day or two, then you threw it in the back of your hangar as a worthless object or a collector's item, and then you moved up to your Retriever. The Retriever, at the time, was a ship that didn't carry much in the line of cargo space and was way outclassed with the strip miners by the Hulk. So once you'd actually got to the Hulk status, your Retriever was also thrown in the back of the hangar, unless you just wanted to pop out and do a quick turn at mining and then pop back into the station. However, with the new patches, the Procurer is now the toughest little ship for mining that you can get your hands on. It is designed to gank or to break a gank in low sec, allowing you enough time to get out. The Retriever, they have added a massive cargo bay to. The Retriever can now carry more than a can's worth of ore in its hold, which makes it the perfect vessel for going out to the belt, filling the hold in, and legging it back to station. The Hulk still beats all three, still comes top of all three with its ability to mine the largest amount of yield, but with the reduction in size of the cargo hold, it is now dependent on fleet support to actually do any sensible mining. It has also lost some of its hit points, so it is no longer the tough little ship that it used to be, and the Retriever now takes the place as being the best all-rounder. However, if you want to mine with any of them, the yield is quite comparable across all three, because the way CCP have worked it is that if you've got your Procurer with your, or your skiff or your other barge, or your Procurer with the one laser on it, it is now the equivalent of firing three lasers. You got your Retriever with the two strip miner lasers on it, it is now also equivalent to firing three lasers because of the bonuses that they've actually put on the ships. So the biggest difference you're going to get across all three is cargo capacity, tank, and with the Hulk, there's a little bit more your mining yield, but again, as I said, that one is designed now so that it works better in a fleet than any of the others. Right, if we can just backtrack a little bit to see if I've missed any questions. I've got one from Shugorbant, just throwing it out there. Do we do moon mining? Chance would be a fine thing. We are waiting for CCP in all their outright wisdom to follow up on the promises they made at the FanFest last year, whereby they said the moon minerals were going to be put into belts around the said moons, and we would have another new vessel to actually mine those belts. We are still waiting to find out exactly what this intends. And if it is capable of teaching that or doing that within the AMC, you can bet your bottom dollar we will give it a try. Marlin Spike, for the newcomers here, has linked two ships, the Orca and the Rokau. Now, a quick word on both of these vessels. The Orca is a mining support vessel. It does an absolutely brilliant job. It's got a fair to middling tank on it. It has got a couple of separate bays. It's got a corporate hangar, which you can hide stuff in. It has got a ship maintenance bay, which is capable of carrying two hulks. It has got a large ore hold. And it has also got a normal cargo bay. It can fit mining links, which means it can boost the miners. And it can also fit a tractor beam, and it gets a bonus to tractor beam, so it can pull in anything within the range of the belt that you're working in. Beautiful little ship. The Rokau. Now, this is your grandpappy of all mining support vessels. It can convert from a ship into what is basically a mobile factory and compress the ore that it receives off the vessels it's supporting. However, it comes with a few minor drawbacks. It is large. It is very expensive. It makes a beautiful prize for anybody wishing to shoot it. And once you've put it into what they call siege mode to actually compress your ore, it is then stuck in siege mode for a period of time thereafter, whereby it cannot move and it more or less cannot defend itself. However, I would still like to possess one. Marlin Spike has also linked four other vessels underneath that. The Scythe, the Vexor, the Osprey, and the Arbitrator. The current mining cruisers. If you turn up with one of these fitted for mining, you're more than welcome to join our fleets. They're nice little vessels. Tide you over until you got your skills to jump into a retriever. And then they can be converted to other uses. The four that you see there are the racial equivalents across all four races, being the Galanti, Kaldari, Mimitar, and the Amar. Link, we're still working on the best fits for the new setups for the mining barges, exhumers. So that one will be posted as soon as we've got an idea exactly what they're better off running with.
Somebody's asking what skills would be required to maximize your yields and to do the transfer also to other non-mining ships.
Your first skill would be your mining. You get your mining up to 5 and that will help you right throughout your mining career. Your mining upgrades needs to come up to 5 if you can get it up there. And then you move on to your processing skills for your ore. For example, Veldspar processing, Scordite processing, Pyroxeres, Plagioclase, all the low sec ones, the high sec ones. And then as you progress in levels, you start to add more skills to that, which would be your Kernite, your Jaspete, and all the other ores that are out there. You take these processing skills to level 1 and it will allow you to use something called crystals in the Tech 2 mining lasers, strip lasers. Once you get your skills up to level 4 on each of these particular ores, you can then use the modulated strip miner 2, which increases your yield even more. If you get your processing skills up to 5 on each, and you also bring up your standings with the station that is doing your refining, you can then get perfect refine at the station. And if you can do that, I would suggest you come on my door, knock on my door, and I will add you to the perfect refiners list. And as Marlin Spike points out, you need a standing of 6 to get your perfect refine at a given station. This is got by running missions from, and on that point I would like to add that the AMC does run standings fleets. What we will normally do is all fleet up together, and then when you're doing your missions individually, the standings for that mission get spread across the guys that are in the fleet. So what normally happens is you have one or two high-standing members pulling something like level 4s, and the guys with only level 1 or level 2 will find their standings increase a little bit more rapidly than if they were to grind it on their own. These fleets are more than welcome. If anybody wants to start a standings fleet up, they're more than welcome to start one. And anybody that wants to take part, jump in there, give the lower guys a bit of a helping hand, and before long we'll have loads of people that can do the ore refining at the stations. And as Tyrus has pointed out, it's 6.67 standings you need for the perfect refine. If you want to buy a jump clone at the station, you will need a standing of 8.0 with that station. And that is providing that they've got medical facilities at the station. This again is extremely handy if you want to have your character down in Solitude and be able to travel back and forth between Solitude and AMC without having to run the gauntlet every time. That's correct, Hermie. You buy the clone somewhere and then you fly it down into Solitude, put it into the station down there, and just jump back to your original, or stay down there for as long as you want, and then jump back when you're ready. The biggest rule on what not to do, don't cancel any of your warnings. Because if you're about to blow a clone up, if you haven't cancelled any of your warnings, you will get a message on the screen that'll help you to prevent it. And basically what it is if you've got a clone in a station and you're about to jump out, if you've already got a jump clone in the station and you're in the station in character as well, and you're about to jump out, then you will get the warning, because it means you can only leave one clone behind. Yet if you're jumping out of a second one, that'll mean you'd have two in the station, so one of them gets wiped out. I tried it yesterday and I got a warning on the screen telling me not to. The Sol Camp is up and running now. If you want to come down and grind some standings, you're more than welcome to join us. We've got a couple down there trying to get the perfect refine at the moment. Myself, Tyrus and Rose being three of them. There are other members down there. So the more the merrier. If you want to come down and join in, you're more than welcome.
I got one question.
Go for it, please.
How do you find you?
Convoy me in private after the class and I will give you the information you require. This also goes true for Tyrus, Rose, Cartledge, any of the AMC coordinators.
Okay.
And Marlin and Spike, don't you be sending locator agents after me or I'll return the favour. And we'll handle the destination messages after we've done all the other conversation bits and questions. So anybody else would like to add something or a suggestion or another question maybe? Anything you want.
Feeder, can you also explain about the chat channel and the mailing list and stuff like that?
I certainly can. Communications within the AMC, this is normally done via a couple of different methods. First of all, we've got a chat room very similar to the classroom that we're in at the moment. It is called the Amar Mining Camp. And the password on that is your standard uni password. We have a Mumble channel that is dedicated to the AMC. This is called AMC, just the initials. Within that channel, there are a number of rooms. We have an office there. Hang on, I'm just checking to see exactly which ones we got. Bear with me, I've lost it.
What do you need?
Right, directly underneath the room mumble channel login, you will see special projects and events. You have Project Solitude, for those who are in Solitude at the moment. Underneath that, you have the AMC, which is empty at the moment because they're all in this classroom. And you have the low-sec camp. Now, the AMC mumble channel itself has a number of rooms in it. You have the AMC office, which is a quiet room. You cannot hear into it or hear anything that's going on outside it if you're inside the room. This is set up so the coordinators can chat about different projects that they might be working on. Also, so private individuals can go in there and have a quick conversation if they need to. There are three other rooms. These are named Omba, Scordite, and Veldspar. These are fleet rooms. If you're in a fleet, pop yourself into one of them rooms and set up your combat key. And you can use your combat key to talk privately within them rooms. If you're setting up a fleet, you're more than welcome to use any one of them that you so wish. Although I think Omba has been pre-designated as Cartilage's room because he's got a tendency to like Omba. The other thing we've got is we've got the mining camp mail. And if I'll just go into my email at the moment, it's called the Amar Mining Camp. It's a mailing list. To get this, if you haven't already got it, just open up your mail, click on Add Mailing List, type in Amar Mining Camp, and accept, and you will get a welcome message from the AMC. And that covers the three different methods of communication that we have at the moment. The other one I draw your attention to, if you're coming down to Sol, underneath the AMC, you have got the low-sec camp. If you're coming down on your own and you need some help, either spying out the gates before you get there, or you want an escort in, have a word with these guys. They're very knowledgeable about what they're doing, and they can help to get you in to Sol and scout the route for you, and maybe even give you some protection. Only don't be asking them to protect something like an obelisk or a Charon on the way in there, because I think even they would have a bit of a hard time with it.
I have a point or a question with regards to the mailing list. Is that mailing list been opened to allow out-of-corp alts and stuff to get into that list?
I believe it is.
Okay. That was my question.
That one I believe is open to everybody. I think the Uni Mining Ops one is only open to Unista, so I'm not 100% sure about that. I'd have to check on it.
Yeah, I can confirm that it is open to OOC alts.
Is that done by invitation only once the alt's been identified, or is it just an open list?
If I spot, or if we spot anybody that's in there that shouldn't be in there, they will get a quick tow and won't be allowed back in. Now, the AMC mailing list and the AMC channel are moderated. Whilst we do tend to discuss most topics, and I say most topics, it ranges everything from what colour your footwear is to what's out in space in real life, we do have a tendency to try to avoid bad language, and we do have a tendency to try to avoid deliberately upsetting each other. The camp is a very sociable camp. Everybody's entitled to their opinions and their points of view. And we normally accept that as gratis. We don't imply stringent. You can't say this and you can't say that. But if things do get out of hand, people can be removed from the channel. And on one occasion, I have had somebody removed by one of the managers just dropping in and saying, well, that's out of order, and suddenly they disappeared. So when you're in the AMC Mumble channel, bit of courtesy, bit of decorum, and just respect everybody's right to be there the same as yourself. And people do generally tend to get on extremely well down there. And any more questions, please?
I have a question. Is for anybody that's acting as a, you know, with their OOC alt or their alumnus character, are they required to be in Mumble?
You're not required to be on Mumble with a mic. However, if you're in a fleet, then it's normally better if you are on the Mumble. First of all, because it allows fleet information to be passed from the fleet commander to the people in the fleet, which comes very useful if you've got 15 people trying to mine the same asteroid and the fleet commander can move them on to other parts of the belt. But more than that, if you've got the Mumble open and you're in channel and you're talking to people, what used to be an extremely tedious occupation of sitting in a belt on your own, lasering away at asteroids, then becomes a social event, and before you have realized what you have done, you have spent 6 to 7 hours in a belt, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, heck, it's time for me to go to bed. And you don't even realize that that time has passed. Shade can operations can be extremely rewarding, not just profitable, but rewarding socially as well.
And obviously for uni members in a mining fleet, they would have to be on Mumble.
Yes, it is a requirement, especially while we're at war. Captain Crashed, can my alt join your corp? The other corp? I am afraid not. It is a holding corporation. There are only 2 members, and they are the 2 that control the wallet. It's the only reason that our corporation exists. And when the AMC no longer has me to run it, it will probably be handed over to the university to do with as they please. As I said, the corporation is only there to hold the ships that we can't put into containers and to hold the account for the camp so that we can transfer this back and forth without having to get in touch with uni management all the time. And I'm sure I just missed a question. If I just backtrack a little bit. Link. Are we setting up experienced members as mentors for the younger members in associated AMC locations? To be honest, I found there's no real need to actually set experienced members up. Because of the social nature of what we do, people are more than willing to help each other out. And so far I've found that we haven't needed to instigate anything that would force them people out of what they do purely for the simple reason that they enjoy doing it. It's all on the job training right from the minute you turn up with your frigate stroke cruiser. You'll be learning things you thought you'd never realized you'd learn. And then when you get to play with our fantastic spreadsheet, you'll be learning something more. Mainly how to pull your hair out. No, it's not that bad, really. Once you've had a go at it and got the hang of how it works, you will find that it is extremely rewarding. You will also learn to control a fleet of mining vessels. You will learn how to organize the fleet so that the people given the boosts are the right people and have the right skills to do so. You will learn how to coordinate getting all the ore back together at the end of the operation, which is normally the hardest bit. And you will also learn how to either sell it yourself or how to contract it over to my alt, who is Eben Chetanyar, or Cartilage's alt, who is Kazi Denenad. And them two characters will actually handle the contracts. The ore is then passed back to the university character for refining, if we have it as ore. If it comes over to us refined, it's just passed straight to the uni character to be put into the containers. There are other alts out there then that have freighters, and these alts are used to freighter the stuff to wherever we can get the best price for it, so that we can put money back into the kitty to purchase stuff that we need for the camp. Now, recently I have bought 25 retrievers and installed them down in Solitude. The funds for these 25 retrievers and their fittings have come from the AMC money that we have made off the back of everybody's operations. It means that we have managed to expand into an area where we weren't before. We have set up a camp where we weren't before. That camp is there for the benefit of everybody in the AMC and every uni member that wants to come down and join us. It means that we can now either loan you a ship for a short period of time, or we can actually sell you the ship for the price that we paid for it up in Jitta. We will be bringing more ships in, but only once we've used up the ones that we've got. We have also had a donation of ships from Asmodeus Valar. They have come straight from the university loaner fleet. So it would seem that this task has been handed on to us, although not officially. And we are also handling that for Asmodeus as well at the moment. Marius, thank you very much. Diolch yn fawr.
You're very welcome.
Okay, a couple of questions, Feature. Do we encourage noob FCing?
Yes, we encourage noob FCing. Anybody that comes down here and wants to give it a try and feels that they have the ability to try it out is more than welcome to. In fact, I would insist at some point along the line that you give it a go, because you never knew whether you can do it or not until you have tried it. That doesn't mean to say that you have to take a fleet of 30, 40 characters out into a belt. You can FC with just two characters in a hauler if necessary.
Okay, a question. Is there a learn, learn these skills in this order list available so we can become proficient in the shortest time?
What I'd say is to learn the ship that you're flying and mining upgrades, and your base skills. The skills that everybody should learn regardless what trade they're going into. These count your rigging skills, it counts your capacitor skills, and all this sort of thing. I think we could sort try and sort out some sort of a list of those, do you?
We can, but I don't have anything at hand. But you can look at the bio of Link. He already put everything in there, in his bio. What skills you need to have training. But if I were you, I would first go for the ship. And because if you have the ship, you probably also will train for the mining laders. So I would just look up a ship, mostly the procurer or the retriever. They have the same requirements, and look at that. That's the most, I think that's the best way for it to do it.
The other thing on that note is when you first start in EVE, yes, it's a very, very steep learning curve. So steep a learning curve that when I first started in EVE, going back way over a year ago, coming up nearly 2 years now, I took a look at it and got seriously, the word I'd use is daunted or disappointed with the lack of moving forward. So after a couple of months in the game and only just having joined the university, I give up the game and walked away from it. I followed that up with my computer breaking down and catching fire, so I had to build a new one. However, when I rejoined straight into the university, and I find it is a lot easier to learn something when you've got a bunch of people who are sat around doing the same sort of thing and are able to give you the information that you require. Don't ever be afraid of asking for any information whilst you're in the university. There is always somebody that is able to help you out.
Okay, another question. May I buy one of the ships in Seoul, please, to Miner Steelbark? Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. Just contact us after the class, I would say. Or do you have another suggestion, Viger?
No, that'd be fine. If you're able to handle it straight away, you're more than welcome to do it now if you wanted to.
Or you can
leave it until after the class is wrapped up, and that will give you a bit more space on your screen.
Exactly. I mean, my screen is full for the moment, so I would much appreciate it after the class. Another question. How does the AMC earn money from the shared CAN ops?
Right. Basically, what we do is we go out and mine, whether it be 1, 2, 3, or a fleet of 30 or 40 of us. All the ore is then refined. I hasten to add it's refined free of charge by AMC officers or other people that have got the refining skill down at the AMC. The ore is then handed back to the person who has taken the position of FC for that fleet. When the FC puts the buy contract up to the AMC holding company, the prices that go onto the sheet are from the spreadsheet that we have automatically updating with the prices from RENS. The prices on the sheet will show two individual prices. It will show the buyback price and the RENS price. The buyback price is 5% below the price at RENS. And a lot of the AMC are happy with that because they know that they're able to have stuff out of the AMC when they need it. And as I said, with that 5% difference and a few donations along the line, we have managed to get to the stage now where we can take in a contract of, I think it's just under 2 billion. And at the same time, we've got enough there to run a competition if we need it. And we've just spent quite a few isk purchasing, as I said, 25 ships and enough fittings to fit all them ships. And also to use Black Frog to be able to transport them ships down into Solitude for your use when you decide that you want to go down there.
Yeah, the only question is, can I buy a procurer in Sol, or do you just have retrievers? And should one create a gem clone in Empire before making the trip to Solitude?
I would suggest making a gem clone in Empire space and flying it down to Solitude. Make sure you get information on how you can get there, and make sure you've got some eyes going along with you to watch your back. Get your jump clone down there, and then you can use that clone down there or jump back to the AMC station, whereby you can mine the AMC area or the Sol area if you're down that side. All in all, if you've got ships in both stations that you can use and you've got a jump clone, it's a vastly safer way of travelling than actually trying to fly down there. The only drawback with it is once you've clone jump once, you've got to wait a 24-hour cooldown before you can jump a second time. Waffles has got a question. It says, what is this Gamblers Anonymous I hear about? Now, this is a wee nasty device that you find on the internet. It's called SomaBlink. And I am not going to advertise them in this lesson, because they have cost me a pretty penny out of my back pocket. And if you get onto it, it's bad news, and you will probably end up spending a pretty penny too. If somebody else wants to inform you after the class, then it's entirely up to them.
On that note, by the way, people, there has been sent a mail for that about Blink and promos. I think it was even Marius, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, Marius. Gambling and other promotion. So first read that before you are even saying something about promo or blinking or something like that.
I am debating holding a class on how to avoid the blink, but that'll be at a later date after I've spent all my money. All right, folks, do we have any more items that you would like to discuss, or even suggestions. I'm open to suggestions. Minor Steelback, it's easy to say that. It's not so easy to do. Now that's a good one, Nova. Nova Megalith asks, what's the biggest fleet you've seen fly? I have seen a fleet running in Aldrat that was run by Cartilage Denonad. It ran for 24 hours. And I can't even begin to count the number of ships that got involved. There was a mining fleet there that was stripping two belts at a time. There was a protection fleet overflying it. And there were also people working mission sites or mission pockets to get the oars out of them. This was all at the same time. It was absolutely unbelievable. What is the Veldnought? Waffles McSpanky. The Veldnought belongs to Tribber. And it is a battleship, is it? It's a Titan?
It's
a Dreadnought. And there's a link for it. You can have a look at it if you so wish. There is rumours of that gentleman, Tribber, the ace of all miners, has got his own planet made of Veldspar. If anybody finds it, let me know, because I'd like to take my retriever over there and remove a few lumps. Is there anything else you folks would like to ask? Yeah, Marlin Spike, I agree with you. We probably could crash every single market in the game if we decided to sell that lot. On a more comical note, mine folks, since hauling the AMC minerals back and forth, I have managed to crash the Wren's market once or twice, and somebody actually turned round to me one evening when I was online. He said, have you just sold minerals in Wren's? And I said, yes, why? He said, no reason. He said, did you sell some there yesterday as well? Yes. What about 2 days, 3 days ago? I said, yes. I said, why? He said, because every time you sell them, he said, I see a spike in the market. Right, folks, how are we doing for time?
03:20, so we're far over the hour.
If you can keep some decent questions coming, I will keep the lesson rolling. Nova Megalith, any good memories? I got a bad one. I sat in belt hauling in my wrecks that my drones had killed. And I was pulling them in with the tractor beam of the Orca. I turned them all blue, decided I didn't have any room left in the Orca to store them. So I thought, well, nobody else is going to get them. So I set the drones on them. No warning, no nothing. Concorde popped in and I popped out, quite literally. I was sat there in a little round green thing, looking down on what looked like an Orca, but was full of holes. And the only thing I can think of is the Concorde ships must have been Minmatar, because they'd reprocessed the hull of my ship. Anyway, I won't be repeating that one in a hurry. So, any more questions? Frida Wrench, anything interesting coming in the winter expansion? From what I can gather, there is a new mining frigate coming out, and we're hoping that that is going to be in the winter expansion. Has anybody got a link for that? Because that'll give them something interesting to read regarding the new mining frigate. There's also rumour of them putting in its belt, moon belt mining for the Moongoo. What sort of system status you're going to be looking at for that, I really couldn't say at the moment. I'm hoping they're going to give us a sniff at it up in the high sec, even if we don't get the expensive stuff up yet. But apparently to do that, they've got to bring in another new mining vessel to actually mine the belts as well, so that'll be interesting having a look at. Are you going to try and start them all off, Marlin Spike?
The current T1 frigates for each race are still, they still have their mining bonuses and stuff until, like for example, the Navitas, until they come out with the mining frigate.
Are the mining bonuses still on them then?
Yes, they are.
Because I was under the impression they'd already been removed. So, on that note, you...
Only the torment has been done.
Feature still here?
No, you just had a mumble, DC.
Yeah, I think so. Oh yeah, I see it in a chat channel. Since Feature asked me to take over for a moment, I will do it until he's getting back. Does the AMC have to buy everything off market, or do corps sell stuff at reduced price? AMC making themselves. We are planning to make it ourselves for a couple of items, not for everything, of course. The most frequent things won't be a problem, and of course, deck ones. The deck twos, it all depends. Most of things we buy now off the market, or if a corporation is coming with us with a better offer than market price, then we buy it from them. Especially with the Solitude program now, we are trying to produce locally, because if we have to keep hauling everything, also, if we have to Black Frog everything, it costs us about 50 million a run for 320,000 cubes. It's not that big a deal of money, but still, if you have to add 50 million every time, even above markets, it's costing us more than we are actually making. So we try to avoid that one. Martin Spike, do we run some blockade runners up there? We are, me and Vidra have a blockade runner. We are going to see what's actual is going on. And for most of the parts, we will probably use a blockade runner with our out of corps. Of course, with ships, it's a little more difficult. Because they are larger, so we can only take like one ship at a run. And it's always a risk, of course.
You gonna hire plus one suicide scout for that?
The most of the times that we do that, we do, well, a blockade runner, if you fly it right, is almost, and I want to especially say that, almost uncatchable, because you are cloaking really fast. So it is, the risk is minimum, and we have also have eyes on the, busiest gate, and that is in Gondica. We have constant eyes on that gate, so we are quite safe, but still every risk we can avoid is always better. If we can produce it locally, it's always better than to fly it out from this market, from Empire Space to Solitude. And I believe, even for now, for the moment, that all minerals are actually cheaper in Solitude than on the normal markets. So, not so good for the miners, but very good for the producers. Yeah, and Nova, we don't go to zero through 0.0 if we go to Solitude and back. So there is only 0.1 is the lowest system.
Let's do either Syndicate or Iridium.
That's a very good question. I don't know. I just know the start system and where I end up. But I know we can avoid 0.0. We only go to LowSec.
Actually, that you can take to avoid the Gandista gate, too. That's LowSec. It's more jumps, but it avoids that.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's something of the choice, of course. But now, if we have eyes on that gate, then we are not so troubled for flying through it.
Are you aware of the gate cam?
At Gondica?
Yes. join the channel Hi Camp Mates?
Yeah, I have that camp link. I have that. That's why I'm saying that we have always have eyes on the gate. Are there any other questions else? Well, I want to wait for VJ, but I don't know how long it's going to take before he gets back.
Rose, can you hear me?
Yes, you are back in. Yeah, Peter, I was just saying that if there are no other questions, I wanted to wait until you were back. So now you're back in, so you can take over the class again.
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. Can you hear us, Peter?
I don't seem to be able to hear anybody else.
Can you hear me?
The question for Captain Crash Forerunner 420, are the Reddits installed fully equipped or just hulls? We have hulls there and we also have all the equipment we needed. So we have drones for, mining drones, combat drones, you can choose. We have, also have,
Rose, you're going really fast. I missed half what you said. Sorry.
Sorry, I will repeat. So we have Reddies in Sol, we have the hulls, but we also have actual fittings. So we have combat drones, mining drones at your own choice. We also have mining lasers upgrades 1 and 2, survey scanners 1 and 2. And yeah, of course, strip miners 1 and 2, and also all the mining crystals.
I'm sorry about that. For some reason, my computer just decided to turn itself off.
Can you hear us now, Viger?
Yes, full comms have been resumed.
Okay, then you can take back over.
Right, how's it going? We still running questions?
We are just answered the last one. If there are any questions, please ask them. Or a mumble, or type in the class uni, please.
Are there any more questions, comments, or ideas?
What are the hours of operation? I mean, can you just pick any hour you want and come down?
Peter, still here? It seems like he DC'd again, I would say. The hours are actually not so... yeah, we have different hours, actually. Sometimes it begins right after dime time. Sometimes it begins around 00 Eve time. It all depends, of course. But if you are just starting a mining up, that sometimes help. Because sometimes people are just joining in the channel. They just want to know if there is a mining up going on. If not, they are doing something else until there is an actual mining up. So I would definitely not be scared for just starting up a mining up. At first, you can always do, of course, the BYOC, the bring your own can. You don't have any, spreadsheet with that. So that's actually quite handy if you want to do the actual with spreadsheet and stuff. You have to start up a shared can, and if you advertise it, most people will join it, so that should be always great fun. And we can do it actually on every hour. It seems that Australians have the most problems to running or joining a fleet.
That's not like a lack of skill type of thing, right?
No, definitely not. It is just because there are not so many Australians, actually, it seems, on EVE Online or in the uni. And even then, in the Amar mining camp, we only have a few. And it's just because they are, mostly when we are coming online, they have to go to bed. So it's just bad time zones.
The only people in those time zones are the Koreans, Japanese, Australians, and the Chinese are on their own server.
Are there any other questions? Else we will be wrapping up this class.
Oh, actually, something just came to mind. How do you guys handle, I may have missed it because I was AFK for a few, if someone finds, like, a grav site that has some good ores and stuff in it, does that still, is a piece of the fleet split off, go do that, everybody still gets a share and everything?
Of course, it depends on the kind of fleet you are running. If you are doing a bringer on can, that's something different. If you are doing, I will first start with the easy part, it's with the shared can. With the shared can, we just, mostly of the times, it depends on the size of the actual gravity site, of course. If it's just a small or a medium, mostly just a part of them go there, go mine it there, and the haulers will just fly also to that location and haul everything away from there, and it will just be added to the fleet. The problem with... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that seems the simplest. That sounds... The guy I'm going to bring down, my alt, has excellent scanning skills and Orca and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, the problem with actual gravisites these days is that they are even less worth than actual high-sec mining. So they are less worth than the Feldspar, Scordite, Plagio, what we can just mine in high-sec. So we don't go out for mining to those gravisites anymore because they're just not worth it. If, of course...
Hagbardite and Hammerfight and Jaspis.
They are lower than actual Feldspar and stuff. So that's why we don't mine it anymore. Of course, because we do it most of the times for actual ISK. If you need the actual minerals, that's something different, of course. So, and I'm hoping that they will change prices somewhere. But for the moment, we are just staying in high sec for the mining. Are you thinking deep core mining ops in the future? Nova already said that also that is would take a lot of preparing, planning, and it all depends, of course, what it will pay out. And still, you always have to count that there will be losses there. So probably not for the near future. If, of course, the IUNI is thinking about a NullSec camp again, that is something else, and we can go back and review that, of course, at that time. Any other questions? Since there are no other questions, I'm going to be wrapping up this class. I would say thank you for the attention. If there are any other questions, you can always reach us at MR Mining Camp chat channel or on Mumble, you can choose. For the guys that have other questions about buying the retriever in Solitude, you can convo me feature. Sure, I don't know if Tyrus is still in Solitude, else you can always contact him also, because he can also provide you with the retriever and the fittings. We will first give you also a price for what it will cost. So thank you for the attention, and we will see you at the AMC.
How do you find the AMC?
Convo, me, Viger, or Tyrus, or Supernova, you can choose. We can tell you, we will only do that in PM for operation security.
Alright, thanks.